I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There are many adjectives to describe Cuba. Wired isn't one of them. As of 2009, only about 12% of the island's population had any internet access. Cuba's government doles it out pretty sparingly to better control what's said about Cuba on the web. Even so, a Cuban blogger has managed to gain a measure of international fame. Her name is Yoani Sanchez, and a book of her blog entries called Havana Real has just been published here in the U.S., The World's Carol Hills reports.
Yoani Sanchez says she actually started blogging as a form of therapy, a way to deal with the frustrations of daily life in Cuba. The long lines, the ever-diminishing rations, her obsession with the food she cannot have, and the constant challenge of keeping ancient appliances working. Yoani says she didn't set out to be a rebel.
There is no intention to be defiant. My main idea is that my blog is a chronicle of daily life and reality. And in Cuba, the reality is profoundly defiant, very much in opposition to the official truth put out by the government.
Official truth, like this carefully choreographed parade last month celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Bay of Pigs. Or the government's scripted nightly newscasts trumpeting some socialist achievement like exceeding potato production goals. Yoani's blog is called Generation Y. It's a reference to growing up in the 1980s and 90s, the so-called special period, which really wasn't so special. It was the very tough time after the Soviet Union collapsed and Cuba was left on its own. Everything was scarce. Yoani remembers very little available in the Cuban peso stores, constant low-grade hunger pangs, and being sent from Havana to a rural school to help grow crops. And then there was that voice. By 2002, Yoani had had enough of Fidel Castro.
It was Fidel Castro's birthday. And when I turned on the radio in the morning, the voice said, "Today is the birthday of the nation." And that day I decided I didn't want to keep living in a country where they confused the nation with one man, the country with an ideology, and our identity with a political party.
Yoani spent 2 years in Switzerland, but being away from family was too difficult. She returned in 2004.
Many of my friends still think I was crazy to come back, but life has shown me I was right. I wanted to come back not to the same conditions of silence and of wearing a mask. I wanted to come back to speak out, and that is what I am doing.
The consequences have been harsh. Her phone is tapped, her friends harassed, her teenage son taunted. Plainclothes Cuban security police are stationed outside her apartment at all times and follow her wherever she goes. One day, Yoani decided to turn the tables. She started following them, walked up to them and took photos, which are on her blog, by the way, and asked them questions. One said, "Are you crazy?" Another time, she was arrested, beaten, and thrown in jail. She recorded the whole thing on her cell phone, and that's on her blog, too. But Yoani says it's all worth it because what started out as one Cuban citizen expressing her views has turned into a community.
That's the best thing that has happened to me in these 4 years. Seeing that something that started in embryonic form in 2007 has evolved into a diverse, plural movement of alternative Cuban bloggers. All of us are rather different, but we have something in common, and that is the desire to express our voices.
Yoani continues to express her own voice in any way she can. She makes a living by writing for foreign publications. She uses the hard currency to pay for time on the internet at tourist hotels, where she emails her blog entries to the Canadians who manage it. Asked what she'd tell Raul Castro to change if she ever got a chance to meet with him.
I would say to him first to decriminalize differences of opinion. When we stop punishing free expression in this country, everything will start to change here.
Yoani Sanchez is now a cause celeb in civil society and digital media circles. Jimmy Carter met with her recently in Havana at his request. And she's regularly invited overseas to accept awards and speak at conferences. But Cuban authorities have turned down her request to travel 14 times. She's got a 15th one pending to visit the U.S. to promote her book. But she's not optimistic. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.
You can find a link to Yoani Sanchez's blog, Generation Y, along with photos and an excerpt from her book, Havana Real, at theworld.org.